Hi, this is Paulie the Paulie. He just went on a cruise. during that cruise, something remarkable happened. I had a dream. And in that dream, I was inspired to write a play. Now, I've never written a play before. And this will be a first for Paulie the Paulie. But I've just finished the last line of the draft, and it comes to 4,374 words. And the title of the play is called The Why. Scene one, Paulie the Paulie is center stage with a spotlight hitting him full force. In the darkness behind him is someone sitting in a high chair, hardly recognizable. And that, of course, is Bubba. Act one. Hey, Bubba, lend an ear and say hello to the audience. Bubba responds, howdy, folks. I haven't a clue what's going to happen here, so let it rip, pups. A recent article in the New York Times by David Brooks titled The Case for Reparations inspired this writer to write this play. Bubba says, how come, pops? Well, let's look back at another time of chaos and uncertainty, when slavery was running rampant. Slave owners in the year of our Lord, 1841, were making huge profits off of slaves who were the property of their owners through no fault of their own. Stolen from their homes in Africa and separated from their loved ones was so aptly depicted in a film by Stephen McQueen called 12 Years a Slave. This film is truly one of the epic proportions, putting the audience through those horrendous treatment of debauchery and sadistic control over another human being. Although Mr. McQueen shows these actions in vivid detail, with Solomon, his main character in the film, that character never loses his self-respect and holds his dignity for all to see. For Solomon is a free man, educated from Saratoga, New York, who is kidnapped while performing as a musician and taken in chains to be sold as a slave. This movie is more than riveting. It will memorize you and hold you spellbound. I just want to say this to everyone, that in the article by David Brooks, he makes a fine case that we have to do something about this terrible plight on our nation's legacy. Disregarding people's freedom and profiting off them is truly an evil of immense proportions. I have explored this thoroughly by looking back in history through the Civil War, including the mistreatment of Indians during the later part of the 19th century. The displacement of tribes and the massacre of women and children of those tribes is also a mark of terrible deeds performed. It's also indeed a reparations, just like slavery. So, I've tried to explore this in my play, and will, from time to time, read scenes from that play. So, wish me luck. I'm going to see about having it published somewhere. And everyone knows self-publishing is quite a task. But with faith in your work and casting away self-doubt, we will proceed full speed. What do you think of that, Bubba?
Sounds good to me, Pops.
Okay, thank you very much, folks. See you later. Bye.